A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will help you fish for women and men." Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called to them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Very noteworthy today is that we return from our celebration of the Incarnation, the Christmas season, which we concluded yesterday with the celebration of the baptism of Christ, and move now into ordinary time, that period within the liturgical life of the church when there's not a predominant event in the life of Christ that we single out in order to celebrate. And I'm going to relate the gospel to the fact that we are moving into ordinary time and suggest that there may be some synchronicity or providence involved as to why we have this gospel today, even though it is simply the gospel that comes and happens to begin our ordinary time. Although we are leaving this celebration of the Incarnation and its many facets, in another way, we're not leaving the celebration of the Incarnation, but rather bringing it down to the concrete realities of our ordinary daily lives. We've held it up, noticed it, celebrated it, but now comes the crunch. Can what we've celebrated, how the Word becomes incarnate and enfleshed in our lives and in history, actually do that for us and through us? Anton Chekhov was once credited with saying, "Any fool can handle a crisis. It's the day-to-day living that wears you down." And there's some wisdom there. We can get through crises, momentous times, but it is the day-to-day stuff that wears us down. And so as we ponder this move into ordinary time, into the day-to-day stuff, that which goes without obvious miraculous moments within it, are we able to make the Word incarnate among us? Now, if we go to the gospel for a moment, just as we've left this celebrative time of the Christmas season, Jesus has left John behind because John has been arrested. And so Jesus returns also to his home region, Galilee, not remaining in Nazareth, but nevertheless returning there to the ordinary place in which he had lived for so long. And his first words of preaching are, "This is the time of fulfillment." Now, however we understand that in relationship to Jesus' understanding of his own mission and ministry, fine. But I want to suggest that it highlights an important insight for us as we move into these next weeks ordinary time for us to be able to say, this is the time of fulfillment. This time, this ordinary time, this daily time, this day-to-day living, these daily grinds, this is the time of fulfillment. If fulfillment is to happen, it will happen in the here and the now. It happened today. As Paul says, now is the time of salvation. Now, the present moment, in the midst of our dailiness and its ordinariness and the routines that go on and the tasks that must be done, are we able to bring God, God's love, what we celebrated at Christmas, what we so highlighted within our faith, are we able to bring that into our daily life? And so Jesus leaves John and sets out on his own, and his message in the region of that land in which he was most at home was simply this. Now is the time of fulfillment. Perhaps we might take that as a message, almost as a mantra for ourselves during these next weeks as we think about how we bring what we've celebrated into our lives. There's an old poem, I don't recall it all, and I'm not sure who wrote it, and it was certainly not the best poem in the world, but it stated, it's just the little homely things, the unobtrusive friendly things that make life worth the fight. Yes, it is the little things, not always the big, momentous, most celebrative, enigmatic things. It's just the little things, the friendly things that make life worth the fight. Or as Chekhov said, any fool can handle a crisis. It's the day-to-day living that wears you down. And so let us not let the day-to-day wear us down, but let us bring Christ not only into Christmas, but into our daily lives. And let us indeed see that these small, unnoticed, friendly things help us and those whom we meet. Whose life can today we make more joyful, better, because of our attitude and the joy and love of Christ that we bring to it?